Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hiya, folks.
Steven traded up to GEICO for Sirius Commercial Insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely great to be with you guys. It's Tuesday. I got a couple days off for the first time in about 6 weeks, and I'm here with the man himself, Wayne Breezy. How are we doing today, Wayne?
Man, I'm good, man. It's a new week. New football kind of reset again. You know what I'm saying? So for the 49ers, we get to reset and have a crack at it. You know, this Sunday, you know, take on the Miami Dolphins, head out to Miami and see how that manifests for the San Francisco 49ers. But overall, John, I'm good. It's the holiday season. I'm just feeling happy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping the rest of the world can find their happiness, man, around this time. I know for some it's going to be difficult, but if they want to tune into our shows, I promise I'll have just as much happiness as I can for everybody, man. This is one of my favorite times, most wonderful time of the year, man.
Yeah, you're a big Christmas guy. You know what's funny?
It's like I know.
My least favorite time of the year.
Hey, I'm
gonna be honest with you. I don't like it, but my wife loves it. It's like I'm married to an elf, and you know she just wants you know all the Christmas everything, and I love her. And she's like the sweetest person in the world.
Yeah.
And so like is. I try. So I'm trying.
I don't want to say you're. You're like you a Grinch. It. You're the Grinch. I was gonna give you, you know, Scrooge or the Grinch. It was one or the two. Like
humbug.
Humbug. It's one or the two. You put them together, you get John. Dude, that's what you do.
That's just what it is. That's what it is. I like helping people. I'm not the big. I like gifts too. That's a weird thing. It's just you know childhood trauma. That's always a killer. It's what it is. What's up, Jax? You're the best. Appreciate everybody showing up, man. It glad to be back and excited. 2 days off felt like a year. Got to go skiing with the sun, so the cheeks are even redder than normal. We were burning down that mountain, man. We were having a good time. David, look at this. Say he's available. How would you feel about Travis Hunter? This is the wide receiver, cornerback, Heisman winner out of Colorado. Stud. What do you think there, Wayne?
It's got to be a trick question, right?
Yeah, he got to.
If he falls, let's just say the Niners stay at 15, and he somehow falls to 15, I will be thanking every football god. I would probably send every owner a Christmas holiday present or something. I'd give him $100 a piece. That's $1,400 coming out of my pocket to NFL football owners if they allow this kid to drop the 15. Guys, this is a transcending player. You're going to have to force him to go one way. Pause. You know, it's the NFL. It's not like how it used to be back in the day. I get it. He's a tremendous athlete, but he's great at both positions. I would love him on the defensive side, but he's a playmaker on both sides, man, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, if he's a wide receiver, Kyle will draft him. So just because we've got good corners, we've got the most draft capital and salary cap capital spent on the wide receiver position, doesn't matter. Still could go after the wide receiver. I would love to have that dude. He is unbelievable.
Talent is ridiculous.
He's going to be there. I think he goes top five guaranteed. I think he goes top three.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would take it. Now, and I will say this. I started the draft spreadsheet this morning, baby. Oh, it's that time.
About a round of applause, everybody. Round of applause. Thank you. John's early. People have been asking me, John, for my mock drafts. They've been asking me. I said, man, it's too early for that. Like, I haven't finished watching the bowl games yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that. First of all, let's just remind everybody. Kyle Shanahan, Senior Bowl, bowl games, right? Well, bowl games first, then the Senior Bowl, and then we can start really digging into the, make sure you grab that 49ers Rush Draft Prospect Sheet booklet. It's a thick booklet. Make sure you get that joint downloaded. Make sure you donate. Get it, because the work that him and his team is going to put together to put that out, I guarantee you, is top notch. And then you'll know where players and where they're ranked. And, you know, why support anybody else? You can support John Chapman right here, man, like, you know, in the 49ers Rush.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that, Wayne.
Anytime, bro.
Everybody gets it. That is, you know, if you're a Patreon supporter or on the 49ers Rush, any tier, any level, even just $1, you get access to that. That'll be coming out before the draft for sure. But we'll put out some stuff throughout, so you don't have to wait all the way till April. We're going to get you guys. Appreciate all the kind words. Everybody just being so nice out here. I freaking love it. look at Bobo. He says, dads like John don't like Christmas because they got to pay for everything. Me too. That's what it is. He's not wrong. Real quick, Nigel, and I want to stick with this before we jump in. We're going to focus. There was a great article put out where Matt Maiocco sat down with Nick Bosa, and I want to use that as a launching pad for today's episode, just kind of on what Bosa wants, because we know Kyle Shanahan allows his players to have a lot of effect. He allowed Brock Purdy to kind of change the offense with all the empty sets and the lack of play action. Brock Purdy don't like those things. You allow Debo to kind of dictate how many targets he gets whenever he feels great or not great. Kittle, I mean, we understand that. So what Bosa wants, and Bosa led the kind of like, let's get rid of Wilkes campaign, and Warner jumped on it. So did Kyle Shanahan. So I think what Bosa says carries a lot of weight in this organization. We're going to talk about that. But real quick, Wayne, if the 49ers did draft Travis Hunter, what do you do with him? Play both ways? Do you put him on corner? Do you put him at wide receiver? How do you handle that?
It's funny, right? Where is he strongest?
Corner.
Yeah, and that's where – but and we're going to be down. Look, I know we drafted Renardo Green. This kid's a wild card out there. He can play corner. You just want him in the secondary. And I think because he's a playmaker, you can have him in the return game. There's so many different ways you could use Travis Hunter, right? And then, you know, I'm not comparing him to prime time, but you give this kid some time, there's a possibility he's got that prime time gene in him, even though he's not related to him, but he's been coached by him. So, yeah. He can play wide receiver for a player too. You put him out there on the football field, let the defense be like, oh, they're going to Travis Hunter, and next thing you know, somebody else is wide open. So I like it. Unfortunately, we didn't lose enough games.
No. You'd have to trade 3 first rounds to get up there, which we've done in the past, but I don't think you do that for a wide receiver corner. But I'd love to have him. All-Star 2 to appreciate the super chat. You are awesome. He says,
All-Star Luna.
What if we pick up Mac Jones and see what Brock does next year? Let's divide this in half. All right. How do you feel about bringing in Mac Jones as a backup quarterback next year? Now, remember, Josh Dobbs and our other quarterback, Brandon Allen, expiring contracts. So this is their last year with us unless we redo a deal. How would you feel about bringing in Mac Jones as a number two?
Well, we've seen Kyle do this before, right? He goes after former first-round picks. So this is actually a great thought from All-Star Luna, right? And so I wouldn't be mad at it. I still think that the 49ers find a way to work out a deal with Brock Purdy in this offseason. I think they're not going to let a lot of stuff linger. There's word out on the streets that Josh Allen is looking for a new contract. So, hey. I don't know if John and Parag is trying to get ahead of the Josh Allen game. And we're talking about market here. And so if Josh Allen sets the market, good, not good, because then that market is going to be really high for the San Francisco 49ers. So maybe the Niners sort of kind of like, and I don't know, John, tell me if I'm wrong, sort of kind of like what they did to Jimmy Garoppolo at the time. He won those games, those eight games in a row. They were like, bump it. We got us a guy. Let's pay him. And they set the market, which was high, until the other big quarterbacks got paid. I kind of see the Niners probably going down that road and still looking to bring in somebody to back him up. I wouldn't mind the Mac Jones, but, you know, on a one-year deal, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm throwing darts constantly at quarterback. I want high upside, though. So I wouldn't mind Mac Jones. I don't want Mac Jones. I would much rather have a big, strong, physical quarterback with high upside than Mac Jones. I'd rather have Justin Fields. I'd rather have so many other guys just because the ceiling is there.
Give me Sam Darnold back at this point. Like, if we can find a way to – yeah. I take him back. Hey, man.
Kevin O'Connell coming with him because
that's the big difference. Hey, listen, he didn't look bad when he was with the 49ers neither. He had a pretty decent game, even though he lost the game he started. But when he did come in to relieve Brock for player six, he didn't look bad. He threw the touchdown. Remember that? Oh, in the Baltimore Ravens game. Remember Brock sucked? Sam Darnold had the only touchdown. Yeah, that was Christmas. That's where you like to be on Christmas.
It was the most expensive tickets I've ever bought for a game outside of the Super Bowl. I took my whole damn family. They never want to go to games with me. They all want to go to that game. I got to pay everybody, and then we get blown out. And I was like, man, spent all this money.
I know you were mad. That game was over from the beginning.
It was rough, man.
Yeah, it was rough. But my point is, like, we know that Kyle likes former first-round picks. I'll leave it at that.
100%. I like this. Brandon Bid, he's got the Wu-Tang shirt on. Wu-Tang is for the children. I know the Niners are going to pay Purdy. This is what Brandon says. But the whole NFC West is getting better. The Niners are going the other direction. You'd say injuries are age, but this group has been on top for a while. I want to focus on the pay Brock Purdy part, which is out there. The 49ers are paying Purdy whether we like it, whether you don't, whether you think Purdy's great or not or whatever. Brock Purdy's getting paid this year. This offseason, he's getting paid. And it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot more than you think it's going to be. And I know everybody's going to focus on that APY, the average per year, the 60, 55, 50, however much. I don't really care about those numbers too much, Wayne. I care about the total guaranteed. I care if the 49ers have outs after 2, 3, 4 years in that range. That's kind of what's going to dictate this contract, whether I like it or I don't.
Okay.
But again, everybody's going to get caught up on the APY and whatever else. I hope he gets all the APY. I really, really do. Do I think that he is quote unquote worth $60 million a year? Probably not. No, I don't think he is, but nobody lets quarterbacks go in today's NFL. Look at Daniel Jones. You can look at, it doesn't matter. Quarterbacks are not let go if they are just decent. Look at Trevor Lawrence. Did he deserve that deal? God, no. Deshaun Watson. No, 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 no. You can keep saying no. Kyler Murray. No. It just happens. It just happens. So let me ask you this. 0 to 100%, what's your confidence level that a deal gets done this offseason with Brock Purdy for the 49ers?
Like 95%.
Yeah, same.
I'm telling you, they're not going to – look, the Niners have gone through – first of all, he's a quarterback. Second of all, he's a quarterback that's proven he can win in this system. When the system is not malfunctioning – Brock Purdy is the man. When the system is malfunctioning, Brock Purdy hasn't even put up bad numbers this year. It's just that we're not winning. And so that was the most important stat, is we're not winning this year, right? And so that's going to take time. That's going to take Brock some more games under his belt. Got to remember, second full year as a starting quarterback, third year in the league. And he's not a bad QB. He just can't play in certain weather as of yet. He can't. He's proven that. Like, every time, he's proven he's not good. I don't know what we're going to do when we have these type of games. Just chalk them up for losses and hope we go out there and win the other games. But when the Niners are in full swing, man, we know we got a different offense. It's different, a different execution. It's, everything is different. So I'm not saying Brock is not the guy. The market's going to dictate what he gets. He's a quarterback. It doesn't make sense to bring in another guy that you're going to have to try to figure out if you can win with, when you know you got a guy you can win with when things are right. So things right. aren't always going to be wrong. My thing is fix the wrongs so that Brock can be right.
There we go. Oh, look at this. They just came out with week 17 flex scheduling. The 49ers, we're kind of, I think we're staying right where we were. San Francisco.
Monday night?
Yeah, so we still got the Detroit Lions. We didn't get flexed out. So that seems to be staying in place. I thought that they were going to take that out. So that is a great week.
Our defense is fully packed. We're still in the hunt, quote unquote. And I just think that the Niners, that's a rematch.
And that's going to matter a lot for the Lions if they get that one seed.
Yeah, so they got to play. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Spoilers. I love it.
Yeah.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial. Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to serious commercial auto insurance from Geico for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the Geico surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Look at this. David G. Beast. He says, we just need another draft like we had last year. David G. is one of our producers, by the way. He's the man. And then we're back on track. New talent and a defensive guru. I would like that. And that's going to kind of take us to our next spot, David. If we could get a defensive guru, I think this 49ers team is more than ready to compete. But here's the flaw in the wine glass. I don't know. Fly in the ointment. Whatever you want to say. I don't know how it goes. But anyway, Matt Maiocco, NBC, sat down with Nick Bosa, had a talk, wrote out an awesome article. It was a really cool interview. But here's a couple things that I want to read to you, Wade. That I walked away from, it was a great job from Matt Maiocco, but I walked away just like, I don't like this. I don't like it. So Bosa said he believes the 49ers should keep all of the defensive personnel and all of the defensive coaches. Basically, the run it back that we saw in the offense last year, which didn't work. We're wanting to do that with the defense again, except it's been a bad defense. And now he's thinking it's going to be better. He goes on to say, there's going to be a lot of criticism next year when it looks very similar. That's just what I feel because we have the right people in terms of coaches and players. We have the right guys. Defensively is what I can speak on. I don't like it. He goes on to talk about Nick Sorensen, who I think is way past time to move on now. He said, quote, I think Nick's, talking about Nick Sorensen, done a great job. Honestly, you can't play the play for the players. You can't make the calls. I think he's gotten better. I think D'Amico had got better as he went too. I think it'll be a very similar defense, and hopefully Dre Greenlaw helps and will finish and ready to rock, end quote. I hate this.
Well, I mean, let me just start off by saying I don't want them to bring Nick Sorensen back as a defensive coordinator. I want Kyle to get an experienced defensive coordinator in here that can fit what they're trying to do with the defense. If you're not going to change up the wide nine, if you're not going to do, like, get somebody that really understands the concepts of cover one, cover two, cover three, know when to go to zone, know when to not go to man, like dump the man on third and long. We don't have the personnel. If you had a Deion Sanders or Darrell Revis, you wouldn't play man on one side. Then you play man on third and long. But you don't got those guys. And I know I said some older guys, trying to think of some guys in the league today, maybe like a Jalen Johnson, those type of guys. When you don't have those guys, man, going to man on third and long is just almost you're going to give up a first down. And if you watch that Bears game, they did that every single time and gave up a third and long every freaking time. So I just feel like Nick Sorensen should be out of a job. But I already know how the 49ers operate. And they're going to say, well, you know, he didn't have Hufanga. He didn't have Greenlaw. Those two guys are leaders, just about, you can say, all pros when they're out there on the football field. And they help make up for a lot of the mental errors, the communication errors that we saw out there on the football field this year. I do think that our defense has gotten worse in statistics that matter the most. But for those that don't know how to look into those statistics, like red zone defense, third down defense, those type of things, Niners still top 10 in total defense, passing yards per game, rushing yards per game. They're still up there. They're still ranking high. It's weird. But in those crucial situations, man, that's where Nick Sorensen needs to find a way to develop. I just feel like Kyle Shanahan is going to give him another opportunity to do just that. Especially when you go back to Kyle Shanahan and how Robert Saleh was his first couple of years. His first year here didn't look good. Gets Nick Bosa. Oh, my gosh. Defense is magical, right? And so, like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. What's Nick Sorensen's specialty? Like, is it the secondary? Maybe he just needs he's missing one piece.
He was a nickel coach for 3 years before he became our DC. And he played safety his entire time. And we have the worst safety play in the NFL, but Debo's flourished.
But those aren't his safeties, and let's just be honest. So there's a possibility in this draft he gets to find his center fielder. I'm just saying.
Yeah, now, maybe. The way he calls the defense is single high safety. You're talking about a 4-2 guy back there that can cover ground. We got 4-5 guys, 4-6 guys back there, but he don't give a damn. Like, he don't call this defense.
He is going to play what he knows, and he's expecting his players to operate. Luckily, Malik is athletic enough, but there's still plays he's not too sure about because he's young. So you get if you get one of those guys, it may change the whole look of the defense. But there is rumor on the street that the Niners are looking to bring back Hufanga. So that's some good news.
Yeah, but they're not going to call to his strengths or to Malik's strengths or to not with Nick Sorensen. Right here, Mike, appreciate you, Mike. He says, if they don't get rid of Sorensen, that adds weight to Chapman's talent evaluation deficiency. I think the biggest issue on the 49ers is they don't know how to evaluate talent. I think it's very, very poor roster decisions. They don't know how to not say they don't know how, but I think that's their biggest weakness. And I think it applies to the coaching staff too. But you got to remember, Bosa trash Wilkes first, then Fred, then Kyle Shanahan, then Fred Warner, and he was out the door. Nobody has criticized
Nick Sorensen.
Haven't even criticized him.
No,
not
I know.
Even like, yeah, he's got to do better. No, they don't even get that. No, that, just he's great. He's the best ever.
If Nick Bosa said that Sorensen is doing well, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's why I read that article. I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, and so here's my issue. So wait, here, let's put some of these defensive problems out. Because you're right, we're third in yards. But any type of play matters, third down, red zone, fourth quarter, we're the worst of the worst of the worst. Despite having the fourth most expensive defense in the NFL, fourth most, if it matters, we suck.
But and it's funny, John, because who's missing from that fourth most expensive defense? No Hargrave. There was no Greenlaw. There was no Hufanga.
Greenlaw was out there this week. We gave up nine points.
I'm just saying all season long. I'm just saying all season long. I'm just thinking about all season long when you talk about who was missing. You know what I'm saying? But the big chunk of that expensive defense is a player that didn't get a chance to play this year. Well, a couple of games. And he had the bicep. I think it was a bicep injury, right? And so, like, he's out. I'm not saying he would have made a huge difference, but we'll never know.
But so here's my counterpoint to that, because I think that's a fair criticism. The Detroit Lions have more players out than we do defensively.
Just not the same.
They're playing with guys they literally have a different, off the street.
Different coordinator, different mindset, different scheme. Come on.
Third down defense,
you can't
first.
You can't compare
fourth down
those
defense,
guys, though.
Second. Yeah, we have more expensive players currently.
I understand we have more expensive players, but how many of those expensive players are out there is what I'm saying.
They don't have any.
They can't.
Nobody.
They have all first-round draft picks, bro, and guys off the street.
They're right. All their studs are out. They are missing more defensive starters than we are.
And how many points they given up over the last several games? A lot, right? So you could tell that it's starting to hit them with those guys being out. They're better than us
in every category.
They're going to be better than us. They're going to be because they started the season off way better
coaching
than us.
Coaching matters, man.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I said with their coaches, Glenn, right? That's why I said you said about the players being expensive. That doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it comes down to the guy coaching the players.
I agree. So we agree.
Yeah.
We're just approaching it from different angles.
Different angles, yeah.
And I think Sorensen's the problem because he keeps putting these people in the worst possible situations. Mm-hmm. We don't have a single high free safety with speed. We've played cover one more than any team in the NFL almost. That's asinine whenever you draft all these zone coverage guys. That's stupid.
That's why I said when the coaching – isn't up to par. You're talking about an experienced defensive coordinator in Glenn with to a first-time defensive coordinator that inherited pieces and can't figure out how to get it to work. That's all it is. It's just like, all right, John, I'm going to give you this Lamborghini. Here you go. You're not going to crash it, I hope, but you're probably going to struggle in trying to drive it until you figure out how to shift the gears, right? And you get that's what's going on with Nick Sorensen. He's just it's taking him a little bit longer, which we knew was a problem, was going to be a problem because we've seen our coaches do this before.
Yeah. And look at Ed. He said, I'm okay with Sorensen if they bring in a third down specialist. Yeah.
See?
Just don't let them call in the red zone, fourth quarter or third downs. That's an awesome defensive coordinator that can't do those things.
These are the things, man. Like the Niners struggling in the red zone defensively. How many rushing touchdowns they given up? 10, 9, 9, 10. In the red zone, rushing? That's what we do? No, that's not who we were, right? And so then
we've given up 19
rushing touchdowns in the red
19
zone.
Rushing. That's oh, sorry, 19 rushing touchdowns. We're third worst in the NFL. We were. I mean, that's not who we are. And
I mean,
you
some
say
of those
injuries, but you still got Jordan Elliott out there over Evan Anderson. That's your fault. That's your fault.
And that's where you go back to your take where you said it's not that they struggle in evaluating talent. They struggle in, like, putting out the right talent. They struggle in managing the talent. That's a better word, right? Because if I see a guy in Evan Anderson playing better than a guy that I'm paying money for 2 years, then I'm sorry. The better guy needs to be out there in the football field, and that's where the Niners are struggling. And that's why they find themselves in these stupid situations. And that's why defenses can't stop guys in the fourth quarter, because you just got your, you don't got the right guys out there. And that comes down to coordinating.
On the sideline. And then when the right guys are out there, you don't call the right play for them. Yeah, Devontre Campbell's rear end out there playing man coverage on third down all year long. It never changed it. Jair Brown can't play man coverage. Campbell can't play man coverage. Charvarius Ward, that's not his specialty either. You're not even putting safety help over Charvarius Ward. That's your fault. That's not his fault. Ward is Charvarius Ward, and that's not a bad thing.
They ran a 2x2 formation. They did the same play the first time we played the Rams, right? The first throw, it was on Charvarius Ward. It was to Tutu Atwell, remember? It was the same play. It's something about these stupid formations. They didn't even bunch it up this time with the 3x1. It was a 2x2, John. And like they switched because Ward was on the inside. And then when they motioned the guy out, he took to the outside guy. And then it was like Hufanga. I'm not saying Hufanga made the mistake. Something happened with Hufanga on that play, but it was man coverage. Hufanga didn't play man. Ward thought he was going to play man, so he started on the guy. And then boom, there was the gap in the thing, and he ended up getting burnt.
Yeah, Tayshaun Gibson was supposed to be the single high, so we were in a cover three or a cover one. We run it so poorly, it's hard to tell post-snap. But, yeah, so Tayshaun Gibson took the bait on the opposite tight end, and that was bad from him. But you're putting your players in the worst possible situation.
Back to coordinating, yep.
Why would you do that? You're putting them in the worst possible situation continuously. Tayshaun Gibson finally gets a play, which I'm not upset about. Why are you putting him in a cover one on third and long? And why are you putting Charvarius Ward with no safety help against their best wide receiver, Puka Nacua?
Because they have.
Why would you do that?
I can't. Never mind. I could get mad. I was good. I don't want to get mad.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not your fault. It's just what we're just reliving the mistake. And I think you broke it down on your film. I broke it down on my film. And I'm just like, bro, this is bad. Like, this was probably the worst call the whole game. Yeah. Not just because they gave up a 51-yard reception. I think the players were out of place by design, if that makes sense.
No, right here. Love the poop emoji. Still only gave up 12 points. Yeah, he gave up 9 in the fourth quarter.
You got to give him credit for that.
3 good quarters, but that's the thing. But why do we give him credit overall for sucking so bad all year?
Well, John,
we averaged 9 points in the fourth quarter. That's the season average. Mm-hmm. 0 teams have been shut out in the fourth quarter all year. 0.
Because when you look at it in the totality of the game, John, they only gave up field goals. If you told me I'm going to keep a team out of the end zone and your offense doesn't come through for you, that's a problem. I feel like this game, even though the defense the bed in the fourth quarter, they couldn't stop the run. They didn't give up any Here's the crazy thing. They gave up one explosive play in the fourth quarter. It was a 51-yard pass. No runs over 10 yards, but they were getting gashed for threes, sixes, sevens, which were equaling first downs. The turnover didn't help the defense either. I just think when your defense is on the field, John, for 35-plus minutes, it's tough, right? But that's what personnel is for, and if you're coordinating not understanding personnel and getting these guys rotated in and having fresh guys out there, and you got guys, you know, just I'm trying to think of the play. It was a different play where we stunned it and we shouldn't have stunned it. It was on third down. Oh,
yeah,
on the
third
run
and long, and we had our NASCAR package in there. We had Etier Gross
third and 10
defensive tackle.
Third and
we
10.
Have our NASCAR package in.
Yep.
And
right.
They just run it right up the middle. Like, coordinator, we're beat on the board. And so my thing is, yeah, Kyle only put up 6 points. Criticize the offense, 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm a defensive coordinator by nature.
I got you.
Defensive player. So it's fourth quarter defense is the most paramount category to ever lead anything with any football team, in my opinion. I'm biased, of course.
Understood.
We are the worst. We were first in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring last year, the entire season. Now we're 29th. We are giving up 9 points on average every single fourth quarter. If you have the lead in the fourth quarter, you win.
Mm-hmm.
The game's over.
Because
not
we're
us.
Giving up the 9
not
points.
Us.
Got you. Understood. Understood.
And so, yes, Kyle, oh my gosh, the offense was horrible.
Atrocious.
Brock Purdy can't play in the rain. Debo had one of his worst games ever. Juwan Jennings had a terrible game as well. Offensive line. Dominic Pooney's unbelievable. He had his worst game as a pro. 2 sacks, multiple run games bust. I mean, it was awful. Yeah.
You gave those sacks on Pooney? Interesting.
Yeah, so did PFF. So did, yeah, a couple of them I did. And nah, he should have had three holding calls too.
Yeah, I didn't give the sacks. I thought one was definitely on McKivitz. One was on Brock. So like,
yeah, he holds the ball a lot. But I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, and then the other one would have been probably on Pooney, but like definitely one was on McKivitz. I actually credited McKivitz for both of them, but PFF, if they gave it to Pooney, oh well.
You know what's crazy? PFF and the 33rd team only have one sack given up by McKivitz all year.
McKivitz all year, yo. I seen it today.
A lot of quarterback hits, a lot of rushes. Whenever you have three bad offensive linemen and Pooney has a bad game, it's going to be terrible. And you only ran the ball 19 times. That's on Kyle. There's so much criticism of Kyle just because we're criticizing Sorensen, but we know Kyle Shanahan's going to be back. Sorensen's never been good. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
The question is, though, do you give him a chance to improve?
No. He had his chance. No. Not with this roster.
One shot. And that's fair.
Just like Wilkes.
Just like Wilkes. You do it to players. You should do it to the coaches. Like, it should be no difference. But I feel like...
He hasn't had one good fourth quarter yet. Not one good fourth quarter in 13 tries. Not one good fourth quarter in 13 tries. Not one. Or 14 tries. Yeah, 14 tries. So he's 0 for 14 in the fourth quarter. No. We know Kyle Shanahan's deficiencies. He sucks in the fourth quarter. Why would you partner that with somebody that sucks in the fourth quarter? Like, we talk about complimentary football. This is building on your weaknesses football. Like, no.
But we didn't expect – well, John, to be fair, this wasn't expected, though.
So right, because like, we were number one in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring with the same defense.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why we – part of it's coordinating. The other part is having a bunch of young cats out there messing up. Let's just keep it a buck. Like, we can't. I definitely agree with the coordinating part, but the players still are executing to a T, and it could be because they're not putting the right spaces, right positions, right whatever. But these players are missing tackles, John, and that's not on coordinating. That's not. I'm sorry. I watch. They blame Jair Brown for that tackle. It wasn't even a missed tackle. I thought Jair Brown made the tackle.
Superman where he missed it and he didn't even touch it?
No, that one I'm talking about. Remember the one where Kyron Williams did the spin?
Yeah.
That wasn't on Jair Brown. Why were people saying that was on Jair Brown? I didn't get it. I sat there and watched it on the field. Jair Brown thought that he was hitting the gap on the inside. He ended up spinning into his own man, and that confused the whole defense. Fred Warner and everybody was blocked down and pushed out the way. Jair Brown took the angle, made the tackle. I'm not sticking up for the kid, but I thought it was on him. Yes.
Brian Peacock, he says, Darnold will save them. I already know Brian probably posted that and then closed his browser.
Hey, man,
and
look.
Cleared out the cache. It's like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm done.
Hey, man, look. If Kyle could get Sam Darnold back in the building for a cool, $10 million, he's going to be back.
Is he going to bring Kevin O'Connell? That's what I want to know. Because
I think Kyle, the thing that I like about Sam, well, we don't need Kevin O'Connell. I just think we need a better offensive line.
I think Kevin O'Connell is the coach of the year. If I was voting, he would be my number one. Also, I'll say this. Like, Sam Darnold's still Sam Darnold. There are games that I'll watch
sure.
the Vikings where I'm like, dude, this guy is awful.
Awful.
However,
like, he threw the awful pick off the back foot into double coverage. Like, bro, just not throw the ball.
Yeah.
But he also threw better plays, which overlooks that one bad play last night.
Yeah, he's got the arm talent. He's got the size. He's got all the – there's a reason why he was the third overall pick. Now, here's what I'll say, too. But if you pair Sam Darnold with a good offensive line, a quality run game, and wide receivers that get separation, you're talking Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
And Jordan Addison.
Like,
yeah.
That's
two different types of wide receivers, man.
Build to your strengths.
Yeah.
And that's why it fit. Now, here's what's crazy. Okay, what are Brock Purdy's strengths? Let's reflect that back on our side then. Brock Purdy's strengths are getting the ball out quick, recognizing coverage, and just being a distributor. Well, now he's holding the ball longer than almost anybody in the NFL. You've got a terrible offensive line. Obviously, Ayuk not being there changed things. Christian McCaffrey not being there changes things. But you got to stick to the run game, screens, play action. We don't do that. We had three play action plays. Three against the Rams. Three. You ran the ball 19 times. That ain't it.
Bro, we were in shotgun. Out of all those pass attempts, like out of his, 31 pass attempts, we were in shotgun at least 29 times. Like, everything is just out of the gun.
That's Purdy. That's Kyle Shanahan allowing the players to say, you know what, I feel more comfortable here. And then he changes everything. And that's why I think Nick Sorensen's 100% back. I don't even think it's going to be talked about. Like, Sorensen's probably back. I don't want to say 100% because he's been so bad. But it's just, that's my issue, right? My biggest complaint with this team is player evaluation. But I guess I got to expand that to coach evaluation, too. Brian Schneider probably coming back, too. Probably going to get a raise.
Bro, I ain't getting no damn raise. But I would not be surprised if they're back. I just wouldn't be. Why? Because I feel like this is what Kyle's going to say, right? They're going to chalk this season up to injuries. Now, hear me out. No one doesn't need to like it. Just hear me, though. 49ers, a lot of their starters banged up out for the season, which took a lot of the players off of special teams and bumped them up on the depth chart to be on the roster where they had to play wide receiver, play cornerback, whatever. It's a lot of the special. And I'm not saying Brian Schneider doesn't suck, because he does. But at the end of the day, he was missing a lot of his players because they had to be called up. And he's another person that just struggles with getting guys to adjust. And I wouldn't be surprised if the new kickoff rule saves his job because it was the first year into that. There's just so many.
Congratulations. Like, you're the worst at a new rule. Therefore, we're not going to hold you accountable for that.
I just feel like they're going to give him a pass. That's
49ers logic.
That's some Kyle Shanahan. I'm just telling you, Uncle Salty, you know what it is. Now, what I would like to see is Kyle put his foot down. Oh, and here's the biggest difference. The biggest difference, John, is that Steve Wilks blew a Super Bowl, according to Kyle. We're not even there this year. So because we're not there, he's not going to put the hammer down on those guys like he did Steve Wilks and made Steve Wilks the scapegoat. Because we didn't even get to the playoffs. Think you got to measure it on the same ground.
I don't know if you saw it, but like the 49ers never even made it in the red zone against the Rams. Never even got inside the 20. So that's how you fix your red zone issues. You just don't go there. So if your problem has been playoff and Super Bowl defense, guess what? It's not a problem if you just don't go. I know this is coming off like the most negative show ever, and I apologize for that. Now, if you want something positive, the 12 days of Christmas over at MyBookie are killing it, and we're going to get to some positive stuff here right after this quick break. While other books make promises, MyBookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 days of Christmas. Festive lineup, and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, shout out to my man Rick Diaz. He says, hey, John and Wayne, I was just thinking about the 49ers for next season. I think next season will be 98% better. He says that it is now. Going to get a hungry McCaffrey back. He's going to be healthy, hopefully. Man, if you sign Huff and if you sign Greenlaw, they get a full offseason. They'll be back. What do you think? I mean, just if you keep the core together, which is what Bosa wants, it's kind of what Shanahan's done since he's been here, since he's been anywhere. The Shanahan loyalty program is undefeated. He keeps everybody. It can't be this bad again next year, right? Or can it?
I don't know, man. I don't feel
more optimistic about next year. I do.
I just want next year to happen now. But I also want the players to rest, get healthy, heal. Like, when if this team comes back healthy, come on. All right, let's just be real. We know us healthy. It's a totally different dynamic of football. Like, the offense works, things work, because we've been there. Now, players will be older, so we got to factor that in. And so I think that I think I'm with Rick. 98% is a funny number, though. I don't know why he didn't say 100%, but I like it. He left that 2% for a little error. But I'm more concerned not about the offensive side. I'm more concerned about the defensive side.
Yeah, same.
And, you know, when John talks about the average points in the fourth quarter, I mean, this is why we're not winning games. And, yes, I understand we're not scoring like we used to. Just look at our offense. It's definitely plagued with injury. Your best wide receiver is out. Your best running back is out. Your second best running back is out. Like, your best offensive lineman is out, which Trent Williams makes everybody better. It's funny how, even though the offensive line looks better collectively and they're not giving up a lot of sacks, they're still making a lot of mistakes out there on the football field. It's just, they're just not sacks. So if he comes back and he's willing to play one more year and he's healthy, that's a different mindset too. The question is Renardo Green going to take the step up to be your other outside corner? What are you going to do for the nickelback spot? So now we got questions because
I want Yotam back. I would love Yotam as a three.
I don't like Yotam, bro. I can't. Really? I don't like him, man. I want to go a different direction. You know,
I don't think he's like great, but man, I think as a three, I think he's solid. But that's okay. Special teams, he's a beast.
He's a beast. But yeah.
What about as a four? What about Yotam as a four?
Backup? I mean, he signed a 1-year
deal. That's what he's doing now.
Yeah. That's what he's doing right now. I mean, that's my point. But there's going to be guys that are going to be free that might be better than him next year that you could get in here to do exactly what you're asking him to do, if not a little bit better. But we definitely need somebody that's going to play the nickel, because I don't think that's Green. I don't think that's his skill set. I know that's what they made him do this camp. But you like him outside. I think he's going to be what Traverius Ward used to be. Honestly.
Timo's never given up inside. Like,
he's not. But but you want him outside too, right?
Yeah, and so I think Demo, for as long as Demo wants to, he's doing that in-out move where it's, you know, two corners, he's outside, nickel set, he's inside, and so yeah, I think that's just his role as long as he wants that, and I think that's fun. That's what you want.
So you probably draft another guy. Like, you probably now can draft a specific guy that can fit. Kind of like the nickel, you don't really need a tweener guy. Last year, the draft was stacked with some of those type of guys. They're having good seasons. Andrew Phillips, Mike Sanders, still, those guys are having great seasons.
I love all three of those guys.
I love, man. Listen, bro.
I was so high on Drew Phillips.
Drew.
But Renardo was a hit.
Yeah, Renardo's a hit. I mean, these are your top corners from last year's draft. It's funny. Renardo Green, Drew Phillips is up there. I think he's number one. Sanders still is up there in your top five. Like, it's amazing, right? So, at least I think the Niners got evaluating the cornerback position down. It took them some years. And you might get Darrell Luter back again because he didn't really accrue anything. So you're going to take a dip back there. I think the key to the defense is, if Sorensen is going to get another shot, you're going to have to give him what he feels like he needs. You gave Robert Saleh Nick Bosa. Like, you made sure that D'Amico Ryans had his linebackers. You extended Dre Greenlaw. You made sure that he had his linebackers on this team. If Sorensen's going to be the guy, it's got to be that free safety, because this guy is not changing the stupid man coverage on third and long. He's just not. He has did it once this year. Has not. I think he did zone once and it worked, and he went right back to it.
Yeah, he did. He can't help it, man. It's just like, you see that meme where it's like the dude sweating, the cartoon Superman guy sweating, and he's got to hit the button. It's just what it is. Slick, appreciate the super chat. He says, I feel bad for Kittle. Kyle's stubbornness to not build a great O-line and having George Kittle help has hurt his career. Can you imagine Kittle with McVay? Yeah, McVay adapts. That's his advantage. He changed everything to fit Cooper Kupp. We saw what happened with Cooper Kupp. That's just what he does. He adapts to what he has. That's not what Kyle does. And I don't mind George Kittle always blocking in the run game. I hate George Kittle having to block in the passing game. That is just like, ugh. He's so good at it, but That dude should have 120 targets every season, no matter what, no ifs and questions. 8+ targets a game. He's only had 2 games with 8 targets this season. That's catastrophic. Terrible, 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 terrible. I'm with you right here. Look at this, Sonia. Wayne, who do you think's winning the NFC West? And you think they make it to the NFC Championship run, Super Bowl? We'll see. And I know some people are out here like, man, we're still 49ers in the playoffs. I saw Jackson there. She holding that hope. I love her positivity. Stay with it. That's incredible. I don't think we're making the playoffs, but I'd be happy to.
I mean, mathematically, we're not out. But, I mean, it's going to be tough and rough, right, to get in. But mathematically, the Niners still have, what, a 0.1% chance at this point? NFC West? NFC West, man, that's tough, man. What a division, right? I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona sneaks into number one. I wouldn't be surprised. Why? This is like, I feel like the NFC West has been a game of musical chairs, man. Like, and it's just the way it is, you know? Rams, Cardinals. Yeah,
Rams are in first place right now.
Correct. Rams are in first place, but there's ways that they cannot be in first place. They still got to play a couple of games. So I'm just saying, it wouldn't be surprised, but I think it's going to go to the Rams. You give it to Sean McVay. They were banged up early and they got healthy at the right time and they won some games.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the coaching. I want Seattle to win it just because I want them to extend Geno for as long as possible.
So he can continue to be in the division.
Because I want him to stay in the division. I mean, who's got the best quarterback? That's the Rams. Who's got the best coach? That's the Rams. Who's got the best defense? Man, that's 3 bad defenses.
That's funny, right? Right. Yeah. I don't think the Cardinals defense, they're about a year or two away. Rams defense, they play with a lot of energy, but they're probably a year or two away. And the Seahawks defense, about a year or two away. I think the 49ers have the best defense when healthy. It's just we're just not in contest anymore.
And so right here, 49ers throwback, he says, you know, I hate Seattle more than the Rams. I do too. But I want Geno to stay there. I don't want my McDonald to get a new coach or to get a new quarterback, a top-tier quarterback. So that's why I hate Seattle. That's why I want him to make the playoffs so they keep Geno long-term because I don't think that he's enough to get it. Now, so the second part is, can they make a run? You get into the dance, anything can happen. That's a weird-shaped ball. Injuries happen. If you're in the playoffs, crazy things happen. You have a good game, weather. That's the beauty of football. That's what is so cool about it. If you're in, you got a shot. Doesn't mean I'm going to bet that or whatever else. But Brandon says, you know, I want the Cardinals to win. The Cardinals scare me the most long term.
Yeah.
I'm scared of them.
They're stacked. That's why I said they're a few years out. You know what I mean? Like, but they're going to be stacked. If they keep Kyler Murray happy, keep him protected, they're going to be good, you know? They are. It's just with the West. It shifts. So it's going to end up being the West at some point, the juggernaut in the NFC.
Yeah. Law of awe. He says, when did the fourth quarter become our Achilles heel? It's always been Kyle's. He's always been a first and third quarter guy. He's never really been that second, fourth quarter guy. But it's like true. Average in offensive fourth quarter scoring. We're right at the mean. We're right at average.
It's usually because we have that lead, though. So it's like we have a comfortable lead, and then you're hoping your defense doesn't give up. You're hoping your defense holds, and the defense hasn't been holding, you know?
Yeah.
This year, we haven't had that comfortable lead because we've been struggling to score, and your defense isn't holding.
But no, have you seen if you flip every one-score game, the Niners would have 10 wins right now?
They would have 10 wins.
Yeah. And so
they don't give us that, though, because the expectations of the Niners were to be very dominant.
Right.
And
we didn't have any one-score games last year. It was all blowouts.
Yeah.
Nobody could even compete with us. But now you're giving up over 9 points every single fourth quarter as an average.
That's a crazy stat.
9 points every fourth quarter. That's ridiculous. And so, again, you were first in the NFL last year. Now you are there. That's what it is. So the Niners currently picking 15th, if the draft was to start today. Nigel asked this question. Do you think that Lynch will try to move up in the draft? So here's basically the question is this. Do we need more blue star talent, top level in talent? Are we a starter or two away? Or do we need a bunch of guys, kind of like this draft class? where you got just a bunch of really nice quality guys at kind of lower tier positions.
I felt like we did the quality guys last year. I think you got to go up and get a guy. I think you got to go and get a guy. Like, whether it's offensive line, if you're looking to sustain in the NFL, you know, you got to draft in the trenches. And I feel like you get those big guys. You can get a guy to fall. They got Dominic Pointy to fall. They hit right. They evaluated that spot on. But that I chalk that up to being luck. Like, you got to go up and get a guy. 15 is not bad. It all depends on who falls, which position has the run. It's going to be – it's weird. The quarterbacks aren't great. And so – but you always know even the non-great quarterbacks, teams are going to move up to get these guys because that's how it works. And so it's going to push guys back. At 15, you might get some pushback. So I – there's not a possible – I don't think they have to move up. I don't think Lynch has to spend any capital because there's going to be some guys. Now, if he was after a player like a Travis Hunter or the offensive lineman from Texas,
Kelvin
probably
going
to be the first one to be gone off the board. That's different. So I think the Niners know what they want in the offensive line. They gave Forster Dominic Pooney. I think he's now a little bit more vocal on who he needs and what he wants, and I think they'll give it to him again. So trenches, but I wouldn't be surprised if we go defensive tackle.
Yeah, defensive tackle, defensive end, premium position. Here's what they're going to say. Well, we're not used to drafting this high, so we had to take advantage of the premium position, defensive end, blah, 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 blah. It's what it is. Dave says we need more darts. Look at that. Kevin, appreciate you. Look at the scheduling. We're picking higher than 15th. You know, it's funny if you look at where we are now. So we have the exact same record as Miami, who's 6-8. They're currently picking 11th. So, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility the Niners are picking 10. That kind of – I think 8 to 12 is best-case scenario, and I think probably 15 to 17 is most realistic because I don't think we're going to lose out. I don't think we're going to win out. I think we might go 2-1 to close this out. I think we can beat Miami. I think we can beat Arizona. But, you know, we'll deal with that as it comes. But I wouldn't mind – pick it a little bit higher. I've been wanting to get to this comment from Big Papa. Shout out to my man. Always great to see you in the chat. How many coaches have we lost? And couldn't you factor that into the coach evaluation? I think he's talking about with Sorensen here. Does that matter? Like, we've lost so many guys. Does that give Sorensen a pass? Or are we just like...
That's a good question, right? We've lost a lot of coaches. A lot of guys have moved on to different teams and they're doing well in their well-respected roles, whether they're coaches, coordinators, whatever. That's kind of why I think Sorensen's going to get the pass, though. Like, you know, they went with an in-house guy. They knew it was going to be some issues. There was going to be some struggles. I think the expectations was that the defense was intact and all you got to do is come out and run the plan. And then there were some curveballs with some big injuries into the defense. And, I mean, he knew he wasn't going to have the season with Hufanga. He knew he wasn't going to start the season off with Dre Greenlaw. But he did have him starting the season off with this big guy up front. And those guys were supposed to be rotative pieces with Hargrave out there. And then when he goes down, those guys got to become starters. Then you got to start finding guys. You know, luckily you have Evan Anderson. I just feel like he's going to get an opportunity. We're not going to like it. But let's just hope that they give him some pieces for us to get better. I think that's what Nick Bosa is saying. We're not at 100%. Let us be close to 100% as we could get. You'll see a different result. I think that's what Nick Bosa is saying.
I like that. I like that. Right here, Daniel said, here's a thought. What do you think about getting Patrick Willis to the coaching staff, Wayne?
I mean, I don't know if he would work.
Yeah.
His mindset is he's a nice guy. But when it comes to football, he's rugged and raw, and I don't know if he knows how to talk to the players. Like,
hard whenever you're that great to be like, hey, you just go make that play.
Not how it's coming. It's not how it's gonna translate out of his mouth. It's not gonna come out of his mouth like that, though. Like, so I don't know, man. I don't think he would want to coach today's type of football. But I know he still loves the sport. Patrick Willis is a great guy, but I don't think he would work in today's football. Just by the way. he sees that, football. It would be fair. Dope.
They
though.
Love KJ Wright. KJ Wright,
they do
absolutely
okay.
love that dude. So you have Johnny Holland, very long in the tooth. He gets to coach here as long as he wants, kind of like Bobby Turner. But I'm telling you right now, KJ Wright is a young, upcoming name in the coaching community.
He's going to end up in that D'Amico Ryans category.
I'm telling you right now, I've seen it. At all the training camp practices, he's by far one of the first coaches out there, him and Bullocks. And he is hands on, and that dude is coaching his rear end off every single day. KJ Wright, I'm telling you right now, is going to be a linebacker's coach somewhere soon, hopefully here, and with promise to move up. The linebacker role almost always moves up because you have the coverages, the run gaps.
But see, that's what I would you know what, John? I would like to see some of these guys that play the position really well come in and coach. I would like those guys to be offered the opportunity that played the position well. Not Nick Sorensen, who played the position subpar, but
yeah, he was a special teamer.
Yeah, like
but go coach special teams, man.
Yeah, give him that role, you know. But like, imagine a guy like, you know, like a Vernon Davis coming in replacing our tight end coach, right? Just imagine it. Like
that the dude on TV all the time, man.
I know, but just saying, if he wanted to come in, I'm just thinking about a person that position that knows how to play the position, that can probably offer some different types of wrinkles and pizzazz to the tight end position, which means we'll probably look to draft athletic guys. Why? Vernon Davis was an athletic guy. And so you get a George Kittle who's great in the blocking. You get this athletic guy. Now you bring back that two tight end 12 personnel when you got the Delaney Walker guy out there with the speed. I just feel like we just could get some different pieces. And I know they're trying. I know Braden Willis was a draft pick who was cut and blah, 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 whatever. I think there's some guys out there that we can go and get and we can make work. But it might come down to, like we said around the beginning of the show, just coaching these guys, man. Sometimes these old school guys they're in their old school ways. I really, John, believe Jordan Mason was hindered, not because of Kyle Shanahan. We could blame the coach. That's fine. But it's not on Kyle. I don't think it was.
Turner.
It's on Bobby. No one wants
to. He didn't like him.
Nobody.
They've been both very honest about how they didn't like each other.
Why are we not having this conversation? We blaming Kyle because he's the overall grand scheme of things. He's the coach, right? Bobby Turner runs that running back rotation. Hands down. He will until he's gone.
And he didn't pick Mason. That was Anthony.
That was Anthony Lynn's guy. I just want us to have this conversation. Now I understand Jordan Mason's a restricted free agent, John. You might want to explain that to the people out there. So, what's going to happen to Jordan Mason?
He can't negotiate with other teams, so the Niners control his destiny. They'll second round tender him. That's going to be my guess, which would be like a $2 million contract.
He'll be a 49er. So
a team would have to give up a second round pick to get Jordan Mason. Nobody does that for dirt cheap. He'll be $2 million next year. He'll be the backup, and I love that. He might not even be the backup because Brock Purdy won't throw it to him either. So as much as Bobby Turner don't like him, Brock Purdy don't like him even more.
49. I promise I'm not giving Kyle a pass. I'm just saying, when it comes to like Kyle, John talked about a couple of coaches on this roster that are long in the tooth that will have a job as long as they're living. Holland, Turner.
And not saying that they shouldn't, but criticism comes with that. We're football people.
Right.
And that's what this is. Bobby Turner is amazing. It should be in the Hall of Fame one day with what he's done.
But maybe you should call it quits and then let a younger guy come in here. And then possibly you'll see a difference in the run game and the rotation.
It's just different, man.
It's just different.
Like, Niners keep everybody. If you've worked for Shanahan or his father, you're grandfathered in. And there's no wrong can be done. I know Kyle's hard on his staff in meetings. I know that.
Oh, he is. Okay.
But in public, he won't unless you're Steve Wilkes. That's the only person he's ever criticized openly, which is so weird.
Did Steve Wilkes dirty?
He would never work with his dad, and he never worked for him.
Yeah.
And
so he felt comfortable in his wrath. So it's crazy because the Niners next year get a full, hopefully healthy running back. I'm talking Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason on a low. You got a cheap Isaac Grinda on a rookie deal. Christian McCaffrey will be back on his last 2 years of his contract. Yeah. Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
The return of Mitchell. This is going to be crazy.
Still got to draft a running back in the third round.
And we still get a running back in the third round. It'll be a compensatory pick, though.
We do. We have two third-round compensatory picks currently slated, so we'll see how that goes. No, just one extra. That's the Rand Carthon, D'Amico Ryans, where they both left. So we got three consecutive years of those third rounds. This is the last of those three. We currently are slated to have three with the projected compensation based on over the cap. That could change. Could bump down to 10. I think 11's best case. 10 is probably – it's going to be 10 or 11. We'll see. But that's going to do it for us today. Wayne, we got three games. We still get to watch 49ers football. We get to evaluate talent. We get to see. We get to see. We get to see. Nothing's done yet, and there still is a chance for the playoffs. But why don't you wrap the show up for us, man? And join us tomorrow, same time, just different bat channel. We're on the Wayne Breezy Show. You got to go over there and check it out.
Faithful, what a whirlwind of a season, right? What a whirlwind of a season. Now, listen, mathematically, we're not out, but we all know that we are playing because we're faithful, right? Like, the Niners are going to go out there, and they're going to give it everything that they have against the Miami Dolphins. Let's go out there, support them, and give them everything that we have as the faithful. That's what we do. Win, lose, or draw, we're here for the long haul. Stay faithful, everybody, and keep it faithful to the Bay out there. We out this joint. Peace.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico commercial insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.